Country 102.5, it is Jackson and Ayla, and we are here with Max Dunn. We got the crashed ice going down at Fenway Park this weekend. How long have you been crazy for?
I just turned 29 yesterday, so 29 years, I suppose.
Right, 29 years.
So you've been crazy your whole life, then?
Yeah, I think so.
What about skating crazy?
Skating crazy is 4 years. This is my fourth season in this sport.
What were you doing before?
Before, I played hockey growing up through high school, and then through college, I ran track and field. I did the decathlon and heptathlon, and then somehow worked my way into this sport.
So. How did you work your way into this sport? Because it's
nuts. Great question. Came to Minnesota while I was still in school competing in track, and I just thought it looked sweet. I was always an adrenaline junkie, and I was always fast on skates, not maybe the best hockey player, but quick on skates. And so I was just, as soon as I finished track, I was like, I'm going to give this a shot, maybe start a real job after, and then if for any adrenaline junkie, you try this out and you're hooked. So.
Are you on a team or is this an individual sport?
It's an individual sport, but you still kind of consider yourself Team USA.
Okay, so you're representing USA.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
So that's kind of how this works.
Where are the craziest places that you have skated? Because have you seen Fenway? Have you seen what it looks like so far?
I've seen pictures. I have not. I got in late last night, so I haven't gotten to.
I was there a couple weeks ago and I saw it because I was doing some event there.
Uh-huh.
How they packed that into a baseball stadium,
yeah,
it's wild looking. I think anybody who goes is just going to be blown away by that to begin with.
We're all stoked because we've never been in a stadium before, too. So this is a pretty cool experience. And then have people be able to watch from the stands from above.
That's you can actually say you've played Fenway Park. You are one of the few people besides the Red Sox or the opposing teams that get to say that they've played Fenway Park.
Yeah, I just got goosebumps. I hadn't thought of that yet.
Isn't that cool?
Pretty nuts.
There's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
And I swear, once you see it, if you got goosebumps now, when you see it and you know you're going to be doing that,
yeah,
crazy. How dangerous is this sport? Have you been hurt?
Yeah, unfortunately, a few times. I wouldn't say it's super that dangerous. I mean, injuries happen in every sport. Maybe a few more here if you make a couple mistakes. But through track, I didn't get injured. But through this, I think I fractured a rib, concussion, torn hamstring, impingement shoulder, that kind of stuff.
Oh,
it's a great time, really worth it. Other than that,
do your parents ever come out to watch you, or are they too scared?
They're coming this weekend. They're pretty excited. My dad gets to go watch from the field, and he's a big baseball nut, so he's pretty excited about that.
Oh, my gosh.
I would say I'm sure my mom gets pretty nervous about it, but she's seen me compete a bunch, so I'm sure she's confident that I'll be all right. So,
how many more years do you think you have in it? Like, how old do people go doing the crashed ice?
That's a great question. I mean, the oldest I know of, I can think of, is about 40. However,
so you got a 10-year.
I just want to know what he's going to do after this career's over.
That's what I'm thinking.
What next adrenaline thing are you going to compete in? Like skydiving competitions or bungee jumping? What's it going to be?
I'm a little bit afraid of heights, actually, so I don't know if I'd skydive. But right now I actually teach. I teach fight and health for middle school, so I'll probably continue that.
Wait, you teach health?
Yeah.
As he's coming in with a broken rib.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You're like, hey, what's up? I'm Professor Hypocrite. It's nice to see you guys here today.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I never thought of it that way. Yeah.
We're really getting him to think hard today about his life decision.
There are still tickets available, so get them. Red Bull Crashed Ice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring my family. We're going to check it out because it looks like just an insane event.
Yeah, you should make it all. Yeah, Friday and Saturday, though. That's a misconception. So doors open 5:30. Make sure you check it out. It should be a good time.
Max Dunn, we're going to be watching you. Thank you for talking to us, and good luck. Hope you survive.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.